And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, listen, making common sense like a superpower. And, hey, we're trying to get Senator Tuberville on the line. I know he's calling in from D.C., and it was going to be tough in between votes, I believe. But we'll have him on momentarily, I believe. Hey, I got to tell you this, though. While we're waiting for him to call in, a little bit of breaking news. I did not know this. I just saw it on Senator Katie Britt's Twitter feed momentarily ago. You know, I mentioned earlier that we had, I believe it's five special operations aviators that died in some type of an incident in the Mediterranean. And they say it was not related to hostile action. It was a training exercise and something went bad and their helicopter went down. But one of them, the senior ranking person was a Chief Warrant Officer 2, Dwyer. And he is actually from Enterprise, Alabama. So sorry to hear that. So there's he's an alum of Enterprise High School, grew up in the Wiregrass. And Chief Warrant Officer Dwyer, we mourn the loss of an Alabamian. All right, Boone, is that ours? All right, let me do that right now. So representing us in D.C. quite ably and making his bones as a senator that is not afraid to stand up to the machine, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is on the line right now. Coach, how you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing pretty good. Back up here in the swamp. It's a little cold. We got a big protesters tomorrow. We got an Israeli rally here, a couple hundred thousand people. So
wow,
a lot of people being. Yeah, are you?
Well, you know. By the way, before we go any further, I got to say, War Eagle, big weekend.
Yeah, big weekend. Well, there's two. Well, we got New Mexico State, and obviously got the Iron Bowl. I'll be at both of them, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was actually talking about last weekend with Arkansas. We looked like a team, is what I was thinking.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, it's hard to beat the Hogs in Fayetteville, and I was surprised what the score was, but they couldn't stop the run, and that's what Auburn does pretty well, is run the football. So. They're getting better and better, and the quarterback's getting better. Should be interesting in the next couple of games.
Well, it should. Well, hey, listen, the other part of your life now, politics. So I am hearing right now that they're intent upon trying to get you on the floor of the Senate again and trying to wear you down on the blockade. Actually, you're not blocking anybody. You're just slowing things down and making a point about the DOD's policies on abortion pay. But tell me what's going on. Tell our folks.
We've still got we've worked up to somewhere between 350 and 400 promotions for the top flag officers in the country. You know, we've got 2 million people in the military, and we've got 300 that they won't promote. Now, I'm not holding their promotions. I'm just holding all of them at the same time. They can promote any of them they want. They can bring them one at a time. We can do 10 or 15 this week if they want, but Chuck Schumer's bound and determined to wait me out, and he's wasting his time. But it's just one of those things that, you know, they try to run over you up here, but they've run into a concrete wall with me, because I believe I'm pro-life, and I believe in doing things the right way, not making taxpayers pay for abortion. Anything to do with abortion is wrong, and we're going to stick with it.
Well, so right now, though, you've been facing some opposition within your own party. So what are you looking at right now? Is it going to be Republicans bringing something to the floor or Democrats? What's going to happen?
Well, probably both. You know, I had the Democrats came at me last week. The Republicans came at me the week before. I think this week we'll probably get more Republicans, same two or three that go down there. And they're just mad because they can't do things their way. And they've done it so long up here of just doing it the way that doesn't benefit the American taxpayers. I'm here for the taxpayers. I'm here for the citizens of this country. I'm not here for other politicians. So they don't bother me whatsoever. And it just it takes time. Just go down there and sit and listen to them complain. That's all they do.
Well, Coach, if you don't mind, tell folks the process they're trying to push through on the floor. And there's been talk from, I think it was Senator Tim Kaine, who tried to troll you on Twitter, and you trolled him right back. Said you'll be there. They try to bring something, and then they bring it over and over again, and leave you in a position of having to oppose. What is that process for the benefit of the listening audience?
Well, what you do, you can go to the floor and get unanimous consent on anything. You can, like last year, I went to the floor. Now the other side knew about it. I went to the floor and proceeded to bring up leaving daylight savings time the same year round. Quit changing it back and forth, and nobody objected. So that's all they have to do is object, and it doesn't go through. And so it went through and went to the House. Now it didn't get to the floor of the House. But what they do is they bring up these individual promotions. Most of them one at a time. And if I wasn't sitting there and didn't stand up after they introduced it to the floor, I stand up and I say, Mr. President, I object. And so it doesn't go through. And so basically that's, you know, you can get a lot done up here one way or another. Sometimes you can get we call it unanimous consent. And so if it goes through, nobody objects, you get what you want. But I've gone to the floor, this is about 15, 16 times now that I've had to go there and sit for hours and stand up to each nomination and say, I object. And, you know, I hate doing that, but sooner or later, these people want to start listening and go by the Constitution. And so we'll get it done sooner or later. But again, we're just not going to run this through and make the American taxpayers less profitable with having to pay taxpayer money for something to do with abortion.
Well, you already had those several, despite Schumer's reticence to go ahead and get outside the regular order business, or get away from doing special order, and go back to regular order business. He still had to bring some of them to the floor. Like, you got a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you got a couple of others that have come through as well. They know they can do it. Is there any talk about them just going, okay, let's start bringing them up?
No, they're not going to do it. And by the way, I forced them to do that. There's one thing that you can do on the minority side. You can get 16 signatures of your fellow senators, hand it to Schumer and tell him, we're going to bring this up for a vote on the floor. And then you get a vote. And so he know it. And I turned him in on the Joint Chiefs chairman and a few of them. And so he saw it coming. So he just pretty much tore those up and put it on the floor himself. So I forced him to do it. And but they don't like doing it. I got three this week. I got 16 signatures on three petitions last week. I turned them in right before we left last weekend, and we should vote on three more this week. And when we do it, you'll say, well, Schumer's taking credit for that, but Coach forced him to do it.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch and see whether or not Schumer's going to give you any credit. I doubt, though.
No,
not a lick. Well, listen, Coach, while we got you, of course, the world stage being what it is, you mentioned there's going to be some form of a large-scale pro-Israel protest, I think you said. But we've seen quite a bit, even to the gates of the White House, where they defaced the gates of the White House in a pro-Palestinian protest. What's it like in D.C. right now, and what's it like in the Senate with the mood about Israel?
It's pretty quiet up here. We just all got back up here today. There's a lot of traffic around, but there's always traffic in D.C. But supposedly tomorrow there's going to be a pro-Israel rally that will start at the mall and be a couple hundred thousand people. Hopefully we don't have any problems with it. You know, the pro-Palestinian groups did the same thing. I think over a week ago yesterday on Sunday, and they had over 100,000 people. Now, they tore up property and, as you said, painted the you know, some of the fence and the walls right around the White House. They didn't arrest anybody. I mean, this thing's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough people up here to control them. And so, you know, they better start thinking about ways to maintain order, because if you're counting on the Capitol Hill police and the police here in Washington, D.C., the metro area, they are going to be way overrun. And it could be a tough situation. Hopefully, that doesn't happen.
No, hopefully not. And I watch it though, and I'm still amazed that in America, We are seeing, and I granted, everybody's got their right to freedom of speech, but it crosses the line when they start tearing down American flags, defacing our national monuments. And I'm amazed at the amount of anti-Semitism that we're seeing on college campuses and all right now.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It makes you sick at your stomach of what's going on. And like you said, the pro-Palestinian protest, I think it was in New York, they're tearing down American flags on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
We had police just standing around watching. We don't have enough people to keep control of situations like that. And it's just I'm a little bit worried about tomorrow, because you could have a clash of people up here tomorrow. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully it's all peaceful.
Well, yeah, we hope so. And listen, Coach, just kind of wrapping up our time, we got a couple minutes here. I do want to congratulate you. I was at the Alabama Policy Institute dinner. I know you got waylaid and couldn't be there, but you sent a video. But you were the recipient of this year's Policy Warrior Award for someone who has stood his ground even when he had to stand by himself. So thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate it. That was thoughtful of them to do that, but I'm up here just doing my job. People don't understand sometimes. Well, Coach is, he's standing up, and how come somebody else is not doing it? Because I live in a pro-life state. I mean, the people from pro-life from day one said he's going to vote for me. They sent me up here, and you stand up for the people that you represent. What an idea, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to fight. I don't know whether we can win or not. Sooner or later, we do have to promote some people, but we don't get any conversation from the left. I mean, the White House just refuses to talk to us, and of course they got their pants in a wad right now with everything going on all over the world, and including here at our border. Our country's a mess also.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you. Thanks for making time today. I know you just finished traveling, but stay safe up there in D.C., and we hope to talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you, Phil. God bless.
All right, thank you. That's our U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville. And I was at the Alabama Policy Institute dinner just, when was that, Boom? Like about a week ago? Yeah, thereabouts. Anyway, but there's an award that I helped create when I was with API. We called it the Policy Warrior Award, and it's a beautiful, there's a statue in the state archives, and it's one of, I think, seven around the nation that is a volunteer for the, and this in this case, I think he was actually with the Rough Riders in the Battle of San Juan Hill and the Spanish-American War. And this statue is amazing. It's incredible, and it has this very resolute, stand your ground kind of look. And so we had that. I personally had it digitized. I met somebody down there who did a digital scan of the entire statue, had it transcribed into a digital format that we could send to a trophy company. And they make these beautiful awards that have that statue sitting on top of a marble base and give them out to people that have earned it for standing their ground. Whether in politics or in non-politics, standing their ground on something conservative, even when they had to stand by themselves. And this year's recipient was Coach Tommy Tuberville. All right, listen, we're going to come right back and switching gears. Number two on the Triple Dipper, the Culture Wars. I'll be right back.